Heading, the Western Cities. Subheading, the Cities of California. There is work to be done in California, a work that has been strangely neglected. Let this work be delayed no longer. As door is open for the presentation of truth, let us be ready to enter. Some work has been done in the large city of San Francisco, but as we study the field, we see plainly that only a beginning has been made. As soon as possible, well-organized efforts should be put forth in different sections of the city and also in Oakland. The wickedness of San Francisco is not realized. Our work in this city must broaden and deepen. God sees in it many souls to be saved. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 110, 1902. Shall we not all do in our power to establish the work in the great cities of San Francisco and Oakland and in all the other cities of California? Thousands upon thousands who live in these cities close by us need help in various ways. Let the ministers of the gospel realize that the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "Ye are the light of the world." Manuscript 79, 1900. Subheading, Western Tent Meetings. Well-equipped tent meetings should be held in the large cities such as San Francisco, for not long hence these cities will suffer under the judgments of God. Footnote, written in 1902, end of footnote. San Francisco and Oakland are becoming as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord will visit them in wrath. Manuscript 114, 1902. Subheading, the work will be cut short. San Francisco has been visited with heavy judgments, but Oakland has been thus far mercifully spared. The time will come when our labor in these places will be cut short. Therefore, it is important that earnest efforts be put forth now to proclaim to their inhabitants the message of the Lord for them. Manuscript 25, 1908. Subheading, a warning to San Francisco workers. The work going forward in San Francisco is a good work, but at every step there must be watchfulness and prayer, for many things will come in to confuse and entangle the workers. My brethren, the word has been given me for you, watch and pray. Watch, lest you stand in the way of the work of God, making an impression that hurts the truth. Adorn your profession by an honest conversation. Cherish the grace of the Holy Spirit, else you will stand as hindrances in the way of the work of God. Make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. Manuscript 105, 1902. Subheading, Bay City Suburbs, Oakland. My soul is filled with remorse. I cannot word it in any other way that such places as this, Petaluma, should be passed by. Once in a great while, a minister has come to speak to the believers, but no effort has been made to place the truth before the people. Why Petaluma should have been neglected is beyond my comprehension. It is so near San Francisco, and yet it might be as far off as Africa as any effort to proclaim the truth in it is concerned. A work is to be done in and around San Francisco and Oakland. The adjacent towns are to be worked. Oh, I see so much the need of our ministers getting the spirit of the loud cry before it is too late to work for the conversion of souls. Letter 113, 1902. Subheading, Experience with Open-Air Meetings in Resort Towns. For some months, we have been planning to hold grove meetings near St. Helena, Calistoga, and other places in the Napa Valley. The first one was held on Sunday, June 7, in the Hot Springs Park at Calistoga. The conference lent us some folding chairs. The members of the Calistoga Church are anxious to carry the truth to those who have not heard it, and they made thoughtful preparation for the meeting. We were confident that open-air meetings would be the means of reaching some who would not attend a service held in a church, and thus they have proved. Although the day was oppressively warm, a goodly number were present at the meeting. The Lord gave me much freedom in speaking. The people seemed to enjoy the meeting very much, and an appointment was given out that meetings would be held in the same place the following Sabbath and Sunday. Our people gathered early Sunday morning and spent the day together in the grove. A larger number were present on the second Sunday than on the first. We expect to continue these open-air meetings. I believe that by them much good will be accomplished. The next one is to be held near St. Helena, if a suitable place can be found. We desire to do all we can to warn those around us of the soon coming of the Savior. My heart is drawn out to those who know not the truth for this time. Review and Herald, July 14, 1903. Subheading, in Southern California. There is a work to be done in Los Angeles. In Southern California and in many other places, there are promising opportunities for labor in connection with the health resorts. Our ministers and canvassers should be on the ground, watching the chance to present that message and holding meetings as they have opportunity. Let them speak the word of God with clearness and power. Let those who have ears to hear may hear the truth. Speakers should find their places in different localities in Southern California to place the gospel of present truth in the ways of those who know it not. Manuscript 105, 1902. Subheading, Los Angeles. Special light has been given me regarding the character and magnitude of the work to be done in Los Angeles. Several times messages have been given regarding the duty that rests upon us of proclaiming the third angel's message with power in that city. Review and Herald, March 2, 1905. Subheading, Redlands and Riverside. There is important work to do in Redlands and Riverside. The churches in these places are to be added to. Let the work advance. Letter 193, 1905. Subheading, The Message in Large Western Cities. It would be a mistake to build or purchase large buildings in the cities of Southern California. Those who seem to see such great advantages in so doing are without understanding. There is a great work to be done in sounding the gospel message for this time in these large cities. But the fitting up of large buildings for some apparently wonderful work has been a mistake. The Lord would have men walk humbly with him. The message of warning should be sounded in the large, wicked cities. Manuscript 30, 1903.